I'm Arshi Nandetta. I'm a sophomore at Rand Mega Women's College, majoring in biology and environmental science. My question is in no way controversial, it's not intended to be so. And it basically springs out of what the point you made in your hypothesis about God. Do you imply that we may evolve to become God, or do we share a common ancestry with God?
Well, I don't think it's very helpful to suggest that we are likely to evolve to become gods. I do think that there may very well be somewhere in the universe being evolved beings which are so far advanced compared to us that we would, if we saw them, we might very well be tempted to call them gods. And it is also possible, by the same token, that if our species goes on evolving either genetically and or culturally for a sufficient number of millennia, our descendants might become so advanced that we would be tempted to call them gods. However, I don't think I would wish to call them gods, because however advanced they are, however ingenious, however intelligent, however their technology would strike us with awe, they would still be evolved beings. They would be beings that had evolved by a process of slow, gradual, incremental evolution. And that, to me, is the diagnostic feature of a god. A god doesn't evolve, a god just happens, a god is just there. And so I think my answer to your question is, it's an interesting thought, but actually I don't think it would be a helpful use of the word God, any more than if a Stone Age hunter were to suddenly be transported into the 21st century and would of course be awestruck by computers and mobile phones and Boeing 747s and helicopters and rockets to the moon, that Stone Age hunter might be tempted to call us gods, but I think it's a temptation that he should resist, and so should we.